This vehicle is running short of urea, and so could millions of diesel cars, buses, trucks and emergency vehicles across South Korea. The fuel additive is imported from China, but it's putting on the brakes.
The situation is really bad. I drove about 70 kilometers to a petrol station to just get some urea for my truck, and there were long queues of vehicles, and my turn didn't come, so I just left empty-handed.
Drivers are panic buying, and there are reports of hoarding. Fuel stations are running out of stock.
8 or 9 truck drivers out of 10 don't come anymore. We've lost 80 to 90% of our big customers. They always ask why we haven't secured enough urea, so we feel very sorry for them.
Urea water solution is used to cut toxic emissions of nitrogen oxide from diesel vehicles. In 2015, in an effort to curb rising air pollution, the South Korean government made it mandatory for all diesel-powered cars, buses and freight trucks to use the chemical. China is the country's biggest supplier. But since October, it's faced a coal shortage that's created its worst power crisis in years. And Beijing has now tightened exports. In South Korea, the president is calling for calm.
The government is doing our best to solve urea import issues promptly and find alternative sources, so there was no need for excessive concern.
A military aircraft is being flown to Australia to get supplies.
We firstly arranged to import urea from Australia and are currently in talks at government levels. Regarding this, the Defence Ministry is also preparing support for rapid transportation.
Many fear the shortage could force millions of cargo trucks off the roads, causing major disruptions in farming, businesses, industries and factories.
The overall production of any kind of material here in Korea is threatened to be halted. So this is a supply chain crisis for home here inside Korea, but also for exports. And Korea is such an important exporting country in the global scale. So this could also mean global impact.
Asia's fourth biggest economy has so far managed to offset much of the economic damage from the coronavirus pandemic through strong exports. But many here are worried if the urea shortage continues, that recovery could get a lot tougher. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.